what issues came up, or what did you get around? How did it work for you? All of those questions that come up after you've done an exercise?
At the ecology check stage, it's just a matter of language to use.
Uh-huh.
To just keep, to try to find, fix what's there, you know, to find
what
an
comes
alternative
up.
Or alter it or modify.
Uh-huh.
It's just a matter of coming up with some language, some stuff to say there.
Right, and we're not going to do it today, but tomorrow we're going to go through all the different ways you can ask questions that get at ecology. But I think what you're saying is, and then if an ecology issue comes up, what do I do with it?
Yeah, you want to stay there and you want them to work through it, but you just need to come up with something that doesn't mm-hmm. pollute the situation,
okay.
but it keeps it going, keeps them in that state.
And, you know, I've found a couple of things that work since you're bringing that up. What else needs to be there? What else needs to be considered? That's a really good one that often works for me. Mm-hmm. Or what modifications might be necessary to make this better for you? Those are just a couple that I find are very helpful. Or what would need to be different? I mean, it's all kind of saying the same thing, isn't it? Yeah. What would need to be different? What kinds of, okay, let me ask this. How many of you, by show of hands, got something that kind of surprised you out of this? Okay, good, good. That maybe you hadn't thought about at the conscious level. Yeah. And did some of you have parts that were refusing to communicate? Anybody run into that? And you had to work around that? And how did you work around that, Aaron?
What?
Well, now what was that?
I don't get it. It was just difficult for me to kind of like communicate to my unconscious.
Okay, now if you have never done this before, it's not something most people are in the habit of doing. Learning how to communicate with yourself and with parts of yourself and to ask questions and to listen for responses. And it might feel really confusing, it might feel phony, it might feel just like out of balance sort of thing, until you get used to it. And once you get used to it and say, oh, I've got the answers in here, I just need to pretend I'm talking to another person outside of me, then you get that, oh, I could have a communication with myself as easily as I could with another person. And I kind of like to think of it as you're shaking hands with some part of you and saying, I'd really like to get to know you better. And that may be a part of what you're doing by doing this process. If you've never really experienced this before, it's going to feel foreign and unfamiliar to begin with. Right. Well, sure.
Crazy.
Aaron, you're not an exhibitionist, right? Yeah, right. I'm not crazy. And that's why I said every now and then somebody will say, well, aren't you crazy if you talk to yourself? And then my reframe for that is, boy, you're crazy if you don't talk to yourself because you have the answers. Nobody else has those answers. And talking to yourself and communicating with yourself is one way to get them. So it may feel very unfamiliar. And yeah, you're in public, you know, and you're with other people. It is strange. It's a strange setting. I like to have people experience it at least once, having someone else guide them through it. And then you understand the steps and you can ask yourself the questions. You can put it on a tape recorder. Nobody has those anymore. But you put it on your phone as a prompt. I mean, we used to say put it on a tape recorder to prompt yourself. But you could do that and it would work extremely well.
First,
And speak up, Sonny, because, yeah.
When that comes up, that it's weird or unusual, I will start with the body as part of, with like, it's communicating with your body, because your body is your unconscious mind. So like, when you feel sensations of hunger, that's a communication. Now I'm in communication with my body. When I feel tired, I know it's my body telling me it's time to sleep. And so I start there and then move on to more complex communication, which is what this is. And
start with something a little simpler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or just to get past that whole,
this is weird.
And, hey, what about this communication?
What
and
is your body
already
communicating?
Communicating with your body all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Understand how you can use it?
I'd like to add a bit to that, how you can use it, because it is something that I basically use in every session. Not the whole thing, but the fact of dropping in and making contact with the part of you that is either providing this opportunity or having this desire or having this issue, this limited belief, or whatever is going on at that moment with the person you're working with. Using this simply to drop in and ask the question to the subconscious, it is other than the fact that you get core really quick, it really helps you to get out your story as well. It's, especially when people start, it's natural. You have a lot to say, you have a lot of things to go on, but usually that is all going on right up here cerebrally. And at some point you're going to notice, like, well, I'm thinking this and I'm thinking that. And, okay, so let's stop the story. Just drop the center. What's really going on? And you'll get just by the core of this process, the dropping inside, making contact with that part, and being grateful for that communication, and finding that positive intent. That is often the key to getting to a core transformation with any person you're working with. So remember this process and use it.
From somebody who's done it, yes.
I found that within myself, when I start getting that symptom, that I'm going, I have to stop and say, I acknowledge, thanks for the notification, can't take care of it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But then, if you make a promise, keep it
right.
to yourself,
mm-hmm.
and I will take care of it later. And then that twitchy eye that just feels like it's going like this, and everybody can see that nobody sees, but I feel, will stop, and...
Mm-hmm.
I can deal with it later. Mm-hmm. That's what just has blown me away.
Mm-hmm.
I make sure to say, thank you for letting me know.
Mm-hmm. So you have the answers in here, and that's a lot of what we've been talking about.